Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the things that I sometimes struggle with, and I hear a lot of parents struggle with, is explaining like why it actually is a problem that your kid is gifted. Like, it seems like such a luxury problem. I was actually in Denmark the other day and I was like doing a training for a whole bunch of educators and parents and like looking at how to actually make, you know, educators, how to make teachers, how to make politicians be aware of the fact that you actually need to do something with and for your gifted kids. And not just, you know, it's not just a perspective of, you know, kind of like the Sputnik moment of, we need to, you know, embrace the talents of our country to help our economy forward or help our, you know, global competitiveness forward, which is, by the way, a business case. But it's also from a very existential standpoint of, you know, kids just being really unhappy, like not doing well if they're not being catered to. So one of, actually at the Danish conference, one of the examples I gave was the, imagine you're 8 feet tall. Like, imagine you're 8 feet tall and you're trying to walk around the world the way it is. Like, being 8 feet tall, there's like nothing inherently wrong with you. I mean, you are like, you're deviating from the standard. Everybody will kind of like notice, and all statisticians will say that like this is not a regular thing. But it doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make you bad. There's nothing wrong with you. Well, at the same time, if you just try to live the life that everybody else is living, then you will be in pain most of the time, because either you're going to bump your head all the time or you're going to sit all, you know, crouched up and small, bending over just to fit in a car or stuff like that. You can fit in a car and you can drive somewhere. It's just going to hurt. Like, especially if you do a long drive sitting all hunched over and stuff like that, your back's going to hurt. And your back doesn't hurt because you are an 8 foot tall person. Your back hurts because you're an 8 foot tall person in a not 8 foot tall person car. And as soon as you start making accommodations, for most of the time, it doesn't have to be all the time, but for most of the time, so at least, like, you know, when you're lying in bed, you can comfortably lie in bed. When you, you know, are spending long times in a car, then you have a car that kind of accommodates that. Then you can still, you know, take a normal Uber and sit a little bit hunched over 10 minutes to get from A to B, but it's not your entire life. And it's basically almost identical for gifted. It's almost identical for smart kids. They're just smarter than the rest. It's not, that doesn't make them bad, doesn't make them wrong, doesn't make them brilliant either. I mean, the 8 foot tall person probably will be a brilliant basketballer. Being a brilliant basketballer, even if he's world famous and making like 400 million a year, doesn't make him a better person. He just has a specific, you know, atypical way of being that makes it, you know, functional in some places and not functional in others. And it's the same with gifted. Like, they're not better people. Smart kids are not better than others. Like, there's not dumb kids that are wrong. There's nothing wrong with them. But, you know, you can use smartness in a very useful way. But it's also uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable if you're talked to, like, you know, somebody who is actually your chronological age, but you're, like, mentally way ahead. Because you just get bored all the time. That's actually very uncomfortable. That's not just inconvenient. And like, a lot of adults underestimate that. If I would take a group of adults off, and we'll say that in a training, like if I teach you in a way that, you know, would be more fitting for, I don't know, like a 12-year-old, and I would spend like 5 days a week, 40 weeks a year doing that, you would go crazy. You would throw chairs at me. You would refuse to be here. But simply because, you know, our smart kids are kids, we can force them to just keep doing it. And, you know, something that we as adults would never, never accept. So where, because your kid is atypical, is neurodivergent, the way I like that explanation. It's like a lot more neutral. It's not neurotypical. Brain doesn't work like the other brains work, but it's divergence. It's a different working brain. Still good, but it's a different working brain. And like, where does it really fit? And where, you know, do you need to sit hunched over? And is that balance between the two kind of okay? Because the better that balance is, the more healthy a kid will be. So, curious what your thoughts are about this.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids,
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.